Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. And this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Okay, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, advertising agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign, sir?
No.
Okay, and thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote on the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Would that be, I'm definitely going to vote, I'm very likely to vote, I'm somewhat likely to vote, I'm not very likely to vote, or I'm not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote?
No, we'll vote.
Would that be very likely or just definitely?
Definitely.
Okay. All right, sir, and with which political party are you registered? Would that be Democrat, Republican, or no party affiliation?
No party affiliation.
Okay. All right, sir, and are you or is a member of your immediate family a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, and what is your age? Are you 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
46 to 55.
Okay. All right. All right, sir, and generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track, generally speaking?
Going right direction.
Right direction, okay. All right, sir, from the following list, which issues should the governor, governor and state legislature focus on most help you and your family? Would that be inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, the economy and jobs, housing and property insurance costs, crime and public safety, K-12 education, climate and environment, local growth and development, access and cost of health care, abortion, taxes, or illegal immigration?
Wow, those are all great topics. But for Florida, for me, it would be the insurance issue.
Housing and property insurance costs, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. All right, sir, if the election for Florida State House were held today, which of the following best describes how you are likely, to vote between Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? The first one says definitely vote for Democratic candidate, probably vote for Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, or would be the other way around, definitely vote for a Republican candidate, probably vote for a Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate?
Probably vote for Republican.
So be probably vote for Republican candidate, okay? All right. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, and do you approve or disapprove the job Ron DeSantis is doing as governor?
Approve.
Strongly approve or just somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Okay. All right, sir, now you will be giving a list of public officials that, you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first one will be Patrice Driscoll. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I don't know who they are.
Never heard. Okay, what about Ronrico Smith? Okay, never heard of him. Okay. All right, sir, no. If the election for president were held among, the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate?
I wish we had other candidates, but that's tough. That's tough. I'm undecided.
Okay. All right, so if you had to choose today, okay, which candidate are you, more leaning towards at this time? Would that be Donald Trump, the Republican, or Joe Biden, the Democrat candidate?
Trump, probably.
Trump.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Rico Smith, the Republican candidate, or Patrice Driscoll, the Democratic candidate?
No, I haven't researched them enough yet, so I don't have an opinion.
Okay, let's say if you had to choose today, which candidate may be leaned towards at this time? Would be the Rico Smith, the Republican candidate, or Francis Driscoll, the Democratic candidate?
No, I don't have an opinion, because I don't know.
Okay, no problem, sir. All right, sir, you know, all other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the, you know, if the election Florida State House? The first one said a candidate who has never held elected of office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform state government and better represent your community, or a candidate who is in elected office and wants to use his experience, you know, use this experience to continue delivering for your community?
The latter, the second choice.
The second, that one that has experience, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has, you know, gotten better, gotten worse, or maybe not changed much?
Better.
Gotten better. All right, man. I sorry. Over the last 4 years, you know, there have been many things that have, you know, put financial stress on Floridians. Inflation has driven up the cost of groceries and everyday items. Gas prices are higher. Interest rates are at record levels, and property and car insurance premiums have been drastically increasing. If forced to choose, okay, who do you blame more for this higher cost? Would that be the Republican who controls state government in Tallahassee, or President Joe Biden and the Democratic policies coming out of Washington, D.C.?
I would say D.C. because it's not just here. It's everywhere.
So it's D.C., right? Okay. All right. All right. So as you may know, Republicans are the majority party in state government. Which of these following candidates would you be more likely to support if the election for Florida, you know, State House? A Republican candidate who will be able to work with Republican majority to make sure the needs of your community are heard and can actually deliver results. Or a Democratic candidate who will not be able to effectively work with the Republican majority, making it more difficult to deliver results for your community?
Well, I mean, that's the way you frame that. There's only one answer. You'd rather work with somebody who can deliver. So
first choice, a Republican candidate who will, I mean, because we have, you know, the Republican is running and the Democratic is running. You know, that's why we asked the statement.
Yeah, the question itself, I mean, if I may, the question sounds skewed toward one political party. So who would say a Democrat that can't work with anybody? I mean,
they
I
can't work with anybody.
People. Yeah, that's not a good okay. That's not a good response.
Okay, so you are okay. All right, sir, we'll move to the next question. Okay, and which of the following comes closer to your opinion about voting for a Republican candidate for Florida State House? It is extremely unlikely that I could ever vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House. The Republican Party is too radical, and I will almost always support the Democrats. The second one says, it is possible I could vote for a Republican candidate for Florida State House if I agree with their views and positions.
No, I don't like either one of those. I wouldn't answer that.
No, okay. No problem, sir. Okay, in thinking about this past weekend, okay, when former President Trump was shot and nearly killed in Pennsylvania rally, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Okay, I have been a supporter of Donald Trump and this attempt assassination only strengthened my support for him. The second one says, in light of the attempt assassination of Donald Trump, we need to come together as a country. I will now vote for Donald Trump in this November. Or the third one says, while political violence is unacceptable, it does not change my views on the election. I still plan on voting against Donald Trump.
The probably the second one.
The second one. It's like, I like, okay, in light of the attempt. Okay, all right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and you will now be giving a statement about each of the candidates running for state Florida House, Florida State House. Afterwards, please indicate which candidate you will be more likely to vote for. Okay, the first one is the Democratic Francis Driscoll, an African American woman who was born into a working class family. Attended Harvard University and Georgetown University for law school, and works as a business litigator for various community service programs. Driscoll was elected to the State House in 2018 and was chosen by her colleagues to serve as the House Democratic leader, Driscoll is committed to protecting our rights and supporting our public schools and securing a just, a equitable economic recovery for all Floridians. Okay, the second one is Republican Rico Smith, okay, who was born and raised in Tampa and has a record of dedicated service and leadership in your community. Smith served in the military as a second lieutenant stationed at MacDill Air Force Base, working as an advisor to veterans and serves on the board of directors for the Boys and Girls Clubs in Tampa Bay. Smith believes that both parties have failed our community. As you know, and as an American, an African American man wants to bring a new generation of leadership to state government to work in a bipartisan way to fix a property insurance crisis and ensure all residents can feel safe in their communities and be given opportunities to succeed and prosper. Okay, which one would you be more likely to support, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
The second guy you mentioned, Smith.
Rico Smith. Okay. All right, sir. We almost finished with this survey. Okay. I really appreciate your time. I only have some statements to read. About them two candidates, and we'll be done with this survey. I really thank you. Okay. Okay. If you knew the following statement about Rico Smith were true, okay, would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for Rico Smith if the election of Florida State House of Representatives? If you make no difference, you can indicate that as well, okay? Rico Smith supports efforts to streamline overdevelopment and encourage the construction of more affordable housing so more Floridians achieve the American dream of homeownership. Would that make you much more, someone less, much less, or makes no difference?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more. Okay, Rico Smith is an apologetic supporter of our law enforcement and first responders. Smith believes residents deserve to feel safe in their homes and communities and wants to ensure law enforcement have all the resources and support they need to do their jobs. More, much more, someone less, much less, or no difference?
No difference.
No different. Okay, Rico Smith believes rising property insurance costs is the biggest problem facing Florida right now, and both Republicans and Democrats are to blame. To lower our property insurance bills, Smith wants to take a bold action like creating an insurance fraud task force, to help root out corruption and profiting the required big insurance companies to return a percentage of their profits to their customers in the form or lower rates. Would that make you much more, someone less, much less, or not?
Somewhat more. Well, it's not going to work, somewhat more. Yeah.
Okay, Rico Smith believes the best thing we can do for future generations is giving them quality education. Smith supports increased parental rights in our education system and fostering critical thinking and unbiased learning so our children can have the tools they need to succeed later in life. Much more, somewhat less likely, or much less, or no difference?
No difference.
No difference. Okay, and the last one says, with trust in government at all times laws and too many people getting involved in politics for the wrong reasons, Rico Smith will fight to make state government more transparent and accountable to ensure our elected leaders are acting in the best interest of its citizens. Much more, somewhat less, much less, or no difference?
No difference.
All right. So if you knew the following statements about Fentrice Driscoll were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Fentrice Driscoll in the election of Florida State House Representatives? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Okay. Fentrice Driscoll has done nothing to fix the property insurance crisis that is crippling homeowners. Driscoll voted against reforms to provide more insurance options for homeowners, and since she has been in office, insurance rates continue to rise and companies continue to drop coverage. Would that make you much more, someone more likely, someone less, or much less likely, or makes no difference?
Well, less likely.
Somewhat or much less likely to vote for it?
Somewhat.
Somewhat less.
Can I ask you something? are you with RICO's camp? Is that where these questions are coming from?
Well, sir, they don't give us that information. You know, we just do the service, but they do not give us that information. That way, we don't interfere with your opinion. You know.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So since Ventris Risco has been in elected office, inflation has skyrocketed. Priority insurance premiums have soared, and the average Floridian is earning less than their paycheck. Risco has 6 years to address these problems, and things have only gotten worse. Would that make you much more, someone more, someone less, much less, or no difference?
No difference.
No difference. All right, sir. Ventris Risco is endorsed by, a teachers union that is using the union dues of members to advocate for an open southern border and is supporting Hamas. Would that make you much more, somewhat, someone less, much less, or no difference?
No, I mean, obviously much less. But these are skewed questions. These are not.
Okay, like I said, if you think that it was true, if you believe that it's true, would you do that? Would you still support? Okay,
yeah.
You can do your own research. That's after that, we just give a little information about them. Okay, Ventris Risco voted against bipartisan immigration laws that increase penalties on illegal immigrants. Who have re-entered the United States after being deported and have worked for transnational crime organizations that smuggle in drugs and traffic young girls. So would that make you much more, someone more,
yeah,
someone less, much less, or no difference?
Someone less. Is there any more questions
just three more
statements. I'm ready to wrap it up.
Yeah, three more statements, okay, and we should be almost done, okay? Ventris Risco is a partisan Democrat who cares more about scoring political points than actually delivering for your community. As the head of Democrats in Tallahassee, Risco will always oppose Republicans because that is how she will stay in power, even if it means opposing things that benefit your community. Would that make you much more, someone less, much less, or no different?
No difference.
Okay. And, Ventris Risco opposes giving parents and students more options to attend a school that, better serves their needs. Voting against Florida school choice laws that has created better educational outcomes for tens of thousands of students across the state. Much more, someone less, much less, or no difference?
No difference.
Okay, and the last one says, Ventris Risco is a lawyer who has defended many big corporations against everyday people who have been wronged by these large companies. Would that make you more, someone less, much less, or not?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more. Okay, all right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, like I say, taking into account everything you just heard, okay, if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would that be Rico Smith, the Republican candidate, or Ventris Risco, the Democratic candidate?
I'm not decided.
Okay, understand. Okay, no problem, sir. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you, leaning towards at this time?
Undecided.
Would that be?
I don't know.
Okay, no problem, sir. All right, sir. Now the last few questions are demographic questions before we finish. Okay, and regardless of how you may feel today, okay, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Would that be Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or someone else?
No, I'm not going to reveal that.
Okay, no problem, sir. All right, sir. And when you vote, for candidates, for political office, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote as for many Democrats as you do Republicans, or usually vote for Republicans, or always vote for Republicans?
No, just Democrat and Republican.
So both for as many as Democrats as Republicans, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Moderate. All right, sir. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Would that be less than high school diploma, high school graduated, some college or trade school, college graduate with associate degree, college graduate with a bachelor's 4-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate.
Okay. All right, sir. With this concludes our survey. I really thank you and appreciate your time. Okay. You have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
Okay.
Bye-bye.